It's the JD Cymru North podcast with me, Mark Webber. Saturday is the hot day this weekend. All the games being played on the sixth day, and Dean Jones is here to join me in a second and go through it like a dose of salt. We've also got manager reaction from Llangefni, Llandudno, Rhyl and Prestatyn. But first, Dean, let's make our concentration on awards, because the manager of the month and the player of the month have been awarded. No surprise in both camps, I think, but let's concentrate on the manager award first, because it's gone to Colwyn Bay's Craig Hogg, and it's just a sign of how a brilliant month that they've had and how they've progressed in league and cup. Now, I also wonder if it's a larger sign that perhaps, I know you've talked about Colwyn Bay not really being ready for promotion this season, but certainly at least whether this is Colwyn Bay putting a strong charge on to possibly be in a top two spot.
Yeah, I think Craig deserves it, to be fair, given the run they've been on. Pretty big turnaround from the start of the year where they were just bedding into the league. They put an impressive string of results together. I think it's 7 in the bounce now in all competitions. Looking good. I mean, I'm not sure everyone's resigned themselves to playing for second, but Colwyn Bay with them being in with as good a chance as any, seems to have got a good camaraderie there, a great community feel about the place as well, which was a bit lacking a bit in the English system, which is probably down to the fact they've got so many local games now and more people able to attend. I mean, going to places like Clitheroe and stuff on a Saturday afternoon, it takes a long part of your day. And obviously people with families and other commitments probably can't make those games. But now they're back in the Welsh system. They're getting good crowds there. They've got a good squad of players there. Things are really, really looking up all over the club, really. And it's good for the area and good for Welsh football in general, in my opinion.
Well, look, Flint Town United are still doing fine, as evidenced by Mark Cadwallader's Player of the Month. Well deserved again. And for me now, Dean, second is sexy. Forget what happens at the top. We are really going to see a sexy battle here now, aren't we, between Flint Town and Bay?
Like I say, I don't know if everyone's resigned themselves to second. I know Prestatyn are running roughshod over everyone, as I've said before. They're a dominant team, as well they should be, giving them sort of resources available to them this year and the squad Neil Gibson's put together there. I don't think anyone expected anything less than them winning the league. But like I say, second, it'll be a good fight for second as well. With the likes of, obviously, you've got Flint, Colwyn Bay, Rhyl, Conwy Borough, still think they're in with a shout. Penryn Cwch, maybe if they can string a couple of results together. And Llandudno, even though they're a little bit off the pace at the minute, I mean, that they seem to have turned the corner now. I think it's four wins in a row in all competitions for them. So given the sort of squad they've got as well, they'd sort of be looking to the sort of the upper echelons of the league now, rather than just consolidating themselves. So it's going to be exciting. I mean, obviously everyone expects Prestatyn to win it, and they should win it from the position they're in now. Given the fact they've, besides the real game, they've pretty much battered everybody they've played. And it's only one goes up, which is a bit of a farce in my opinion anyway, given sort of the amount of dedication and time other teams are putting into this league to try and get out of it. I mean, the sooner the FAW sort the structure of the leagues out, sort of add more teams into the Welsh Premier to gain more interest in it, the better as far as I'm concerned. But for this year, it's obviously one goes up and everyone else playing for second. And there's a few teams in there, so it's going to be a pretty exciting race from between now and the end of the season. I think obviously the Christmas fixtures are going to be key. A lot of local derbies, which could decide sort of a team's fortunes between now and the end of the season, really. So, yeah, lots to look forward to.
Well, we have to say congratulations to Niall McGuinness, of course, because he is 2 years in the job as Flint Town United manager. Now, Dean, what do you make of what Niall has achieved in those 2 years? And here's a follow-up question for you. Do you think he has found it easier at Flint Town United to achieve that as opposed to when he was at Rhyl? Because, look, all the spotlight was on him as Rhyl, young manager, young Mourinho. There was a lot made of that. And he was under the spotlight a lot about that. He's had less of that because he's getting older at Flint Town United. So do you think the job's become easier for him there?
2 years in the job for now, and I think he can be very proud of the way he's sort of turned it around there. I mean, they were pretty much also around when he took over. Perennial underachievers, given given the resources they had available to them, sort of to be in sort of the bottom six or seven in the league when you've got a good sort of budget for the league was not acceptable, really. So Niall's come in, implemented his own style of play, brought in some top quality players with experience, blended them in with some good young lads, energetic players, and I think it's been a good experience for him. I mean, obviously he got a lot of headlines with the real job, and that didn't go out as I know he probably hoped, given the fact he is a hometown lad from Real, given an opportunity at that young age to manage such a big club in the Welsh domestic system. But at the same time, I mean, the learning curve he'd have probably got from that is invaluable, really. I mean, the fact he was getting so much media exposure, being so young, managing a squad of players who were experienced and in some cases sort of 6-7 years older than him in terms of on the playing staff. So he's taken that experience, put it to good use. I mean, some wrote him off when he went to Flint and said, oh, well, he's failed at Real, he's not going to do anything at Flint. But fair play to him. He's kept to his principles, which is very, very important, especially when you've learned so much in the game as he has. He's highly qualified, and from a coaching perspective, he's got a club who were, like I say, underachieving, very much on the up now. They found 1-2 good last year in Airbus, might find 1-2 good again this year in Prestatyn. But there's no doubt the future's very bright at Flint, and Niall's been a huge part of that, and he does an enormous amount of credit, really.
Well, we talked about Flint, so what's your quick thoughts on their opponents, Gresford, this weekend?
Yeah, Gresford are doing okay at the minute. I mean, I know Steve and the lads were kicking themselves at conceding so late against Bangor on Saturday. That would have given them another good 3 points. And I know they've got a game tonight against Buckley, which would be another good catalyst for them that they can take into the game against Flint. Another bit of a local sort of rivalry to it. On the day, they're good enough to beat anybody. I mean, you can see they've given good teams a game this year. Highly inconsistent, though, which is sort of why they're going to be in around sort of 7, 8, 9, 10, I think, this year. They just can't find consistency. So they're going to have the work cut out against the good Flint side, who are obviously very, very strong all over the pitch. But if they can compete, if they can keep it tight, obviously for the first sort of 20 minutes, half an hour, give themselves a chance going into the later stages of the game. Anything can happen, really. But like I say, with Gresford, given how much talent they've got at their disposal, it's not a surprise to see them sort of getting results against the high-profile teams. It's just whether or not they can do it on a consistent basis, really, is how they're gonna end up their fortunes this year.
Now, the one that catches the eye for me this Saturday is Real versus Bangor. I'll tell you why in a second. First, let's hear from Eddie Morris-Jones.
You know, not many teams will come to Portmadoc and go away with a win. You know, it's a really difficult place to come. One of the best footballing sides in the league. And I think early on we were just a little bit too much for them, you know, and we could have been out of sight, you know, in the first 10-15. We really started well, you know, and if we were a bit more brave and took our chances, you know, we could have had a comfortable lead going into the break, you know, but take it from Portmadoc, you know, they came back into the game at times and they can play some really good stuff. But I felt throughout the game we were that sort of set up and in our units that we didn't really look like getting troubled. Okay, as the game went on, it opened up a little bit for both teams, and again we had some great chances, you know, Spud and Eric, you know, we should have been out of sight, but I don't think Rory's had to make a really big save other than the free kick.
And in terms of after midweek game when Piscori took the headlines with a hat-trick, cracking strike from Sam Molyneux at the start of the game to earn the 3 points.
Yeah, and I think he caught us all off guard because it was so far out, and you know, it was a dipping shot, you know, and I think even the keeper thought it was going out, you know, just to bend that last little bit and clip the post and go in, which is a, you know, great start, and you know, it's all you can ask for coming up to a tough place like this, and then you've got that in your pocket then to go and play, go and express yourself, and I think at times we did that. But the main thing today, and what I'll say of late, is that we've kept the clean sheet, and we looked really compact in the areas where probably at the start of the season we were a little bit naive, you know, throwing men forward, looking like a good footballing team, but also when we defend, we looked open, and I think once we can really cut that out of the games moving forward, you know, we've got goals in the team all over as well, you know, so that's really pleasing to see from our behalf.
And after three wins in 8 days, look ahead now. Next Saturday, game against Bangor City in the league. Usually it's one of the fixtures that most Real supporters look for when the fixtures are announced. Should be a good game next Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. You know, we know what they're about. They're a good footballing side as well, you know, and that's what it is with this league. You know, you look for these games and they're coming fast and many, you know, they're coming round really quick now. You know, and I've said it to the lads before the game, we've got probably the next 2 months is really big and important for Real. You know, we've got the Welsh Cup games and we've got a really tough run of fixtures, you know, and it'll probably determine where we finish come the end of the season, you know, and if we keep the momentum up and lads health, you know, fit and well, you know, we'll do okay.
And Dean, this is why it catches my eye. Bangor City definitely need to get in the saddle if they want to be top two, top three this season, don't they?
Bangor they've hardly been covering themselves in glory of late. I mean, their disciplinary record is an absolute joke, to be quite honest with you. You cannot go handicapping yourself with a numerical disadvantage player-wise in this league, and they seem to be doing that every game. I mean, another sent off last week against Gresford. I know they picked up a point in the end, a deserved point by all accounts, but it's just not good enough. I mean, they've got lads there who are supposed to be experienced, supposed to have played sort of on the continent at a relatively high level, and they're just inept at communicating with the refs, getting sent off for stupid things, and it's costing them big time. I mean, they're going to be in real, real trouble if they don't sort out their disciplinary record in the near future, because you cannot go 10, 9 men in this league and expect to get anything from it on a consistent basis. It's just not on. If that happens against Real, they're going to get absolutely annihilated, because Real are a very, very good side going forward. They open you up at will, especially if you've got a man down. Whether the Bangor lads have been made aware of the sort of significance of this fixture or not, and whether they care is another matter entirely. I mean, it's a prestigious game. It's a game that was one of the sort of landmark games in the Welsh Premier League a few years ago, and it deserves the respect from the footballing community around here. But whether the Bangor players realise that, but make no mistake about it, they'll realise in a hurry that they're in a game against Real, who are a very, very good side. So they've just got to man up, stand up and be counted, stop being so petulant in terms of reacting and doing all these other stuff off the ball that they're getting accused of, and just concentrate on the football, really. Otherwise, things are going to get really, really bad for them in a significant way in the next few weeks.
Now, another side I want to talk about, Dean, is Corwin. Are we on a revival with them now after they beat Porthmadog 2-1?
Yeah, I think it was a massive result for Corwin, obviously. Sean's gone in there and going to put his own ideas on the place. I mean, he's a well-respected coach, done a really good job at Porthmadog, and that was probably a good game for him to come into, given the fact that he spent some considerable time there as a coach, knows the setup, knows their style of play, knows the players there and how to counteract their threats. So it's a good result for them. Massive game for them this weekend. Obviously, it'd be another good platform for them at home to see if they can pick up another 3 points, really, which would give them a massive fighting chance of staying up, which no one really gave them at the start of the season. But it's just a case of whether they can keep momentum going. This league's very difficult to sort of keep picking up results on a consistent basis. And whatever you can get out of key games, like the one they've got on the weekend against Llangefni, is going to be a key to how they finish, really, in terms of their overall fortunes and whether they can stay in the league at the first attempt.
So let's hear from Chris Roberts from Llangefni first.
Disappointing to come away with another loss. I know we haven't played in nearly 4 weeks, but it's another mistake off us that's cost us again today. Looking back over the fixtures and stuff, that over the results we've had, stupid little mistakes are costing us. And in this league, you can get away with it. One mistake, you find yourself a goal down. We could have scored one or two in the first half. We had a few half chances. But no, a disappointing performance. Second half, we didn't even come out of the dressing room. I've just told the lads in there now that it wasn't acceptable, really. And if we carry on the way we are, we're going to find ourselves in a bit of trouble. So we've got to react quickly, dust ourselves off, go again in training, and we've got Corwin away next week. So another tough match.
Yeah, it must be hard after. You know, we haven't played in 3 weeks now. It must be tough coming back and, you know, 3 weeks off.
You could tell the match sharpness and stuff just wasn't there, but I don't think we can use that as an excuse today. We've had the chances to go in at half time having the lead, but we just haven't taken them, and again it's one mistake that's cost us. They haven't really, I can't think of a shot they've had on target, and neither have we, especially in the second half. We haven't had a shot on target, so I can't think we can use that as an excuse. We should be sharp enough, the lads should be doing stuff in their own time, and we have trained, so I don't think we can use that as an excuse.
And then we go again, Corwen next week. We need results.
Yeah, another tough match going to Corwen. Like I say, we've got to dust ourselves off. We've got to have a good training session. We've got to look at ourselves, because we haven't scored now in 5 or 6 games. We haven't hit the back of the net, so something's got to change. I told them before the game that a few of them were on their last chance to prove that they deserve to start. So things have to change.
How do you think this game's going to go, Dean?
Yeah, it's a big game for Llangefni, this, given the fact that the manager, Chris, really, really got into him publicly after they got beat home to Gillsfield on Saturday. I know he wasn't happy with the way they started the game, their lack of creativity in the final third, and he's let them know about it in no worse shape or form, really. He said that there's some players there on their last chance, and it could go sort of two ways, really, when you challenge your players like that. As you saw when Steve Halliwell did it at Gresford earlier in the season, he dug his players out publicly on social media, and he got a really good response out of them, to be fair. So Chris will be hoping for the same from his players, but it's just a case of them being, they've got to stand up and be counted now, otherwise they're going to get found out. Goals are a bit of a problem for them. I mean, at the start of the season, when you lose sort of Alan Marco and Kev Lloyd, Marv Pritchard, Liam Morris, that was basically their front four last year, along with Matthew Jones, who were doing so much damage to get them promoted, really. So it's going to be difficult. It's a tough game, Corwen, and obviously going in it on a bit of a high. So, like I say, they've got to dig in. They've got to get back to basics, get back to being organised, and playing well on the counter there. And I mean, if they can get anything out of it, it'd be a step forward. But it'd be very, very interesting to see how his players respond after being challenged like that, really, because for some, it could be a spark for them, but others, it could be a case of, well, he's sort of criticising me and the way I play, so you sort of feel a bit let down by him in a way. But if they've got any character about them, they'll use it as inspiration going into what is a massive game in terms of their overall survival hopes.
Well, we spoke about Colwyn Bay earlier on, Dean. Their rivals this weekend are Porthmadog. Not the best time to face Colwyn Bay, but Porthmadog will still have that intention to build on what they sort of had a few weeks ago, which was a rise back at that league.
Yeah, Porthmadog could be kicking themselves. Narrow defeat to Rhyl last week, just like a Sam Molyneux wonder goal deciding it. Played all right by all accounts. Obviously, they'll be without Jay Gibbs after his sending off against the Lilies. I mean, he's got that in him. But that's sort of, you have to sort of accept that with him, given the talent he's got, that he's going to have sort of those mad moments from time to time. But they'll miss him greatly, I think. It's a stiff test against Colne Bay, obviously, given the form they're in. Great winning run they're on. But like, it's a Puff Maddock, we've got enough in their squad to cause them problems. But just it's just a case of how much they're going to miss Jay, and his presence in the middle of the park really is going to determine how they get on in that game.
Okay, let's turn to some other games then. Look, Buckley need the points more than Conwy in their game, but the Borough will still want to stay chasing the tails of Colwyn Bay and that top four pack there, which they've sort of got themselves in a mix in at stages. But can I turn to Buckley first? Where is it going wrong for Buckley this season?
I wouldn't say it was going wrong in any particular way for Buckley. They had a great year last year, exceeded all expectations in their first year back at second tier level. Second year, you get a lot more problems. Teams are more aware of your threat. They can figure out your way of playing, and they've got experience of your style of play, and you're not catching anyone off guard, so to speak. So I think that's been the main thing with Buckley this year. Let's say they're no one's mugs. I mean, they can give anyone a game in this league on their day. Going up against a good Conway side who have sort of taken a little dip after their sensational run earlier on in the season. But that's going to be a tight game, I think, given the fact Conway are so good going forward on the counter. I'd expect them to get a result. I think a lot will depend on how they get on in a sort of derby game with Gresford tonight, Buckley, whether they can take any confidence from that going into this game, because this is going to be a tough one for them. But like I say, they've just got to keep doing what they're doing.
And it's Gilsfield against Llandudno this weekend. Llandudno beating Penrhyn Cork the other day. And I urge you to go on to Llandudno's YouTube site and have a look at Matty Jones's Movember moustache. Of course, he's raising it for charity, of course. It is an absolute top draw mo. Before you do that, let's hear from what Matty Jones had to say about the game against Penrhyn Cork and the season ahead.
You always take going on a run at any time. But we have got some tough games coming up now, and like you say, we've got to go to some really difficult places. But we go there now with momentum and on the back of what's been a very good performance. So the plan now is we work hard this week and we keep it going.
So Dean, who's going to come out good out of Gilsfield against Llandudno?
Yeah, both sides coming into the game in some good form. Obviously, Gilsfield got a hard-earned win at Llangefni last week. That'll do them the world of good. And then Llandudno have been on a fantastic run. The corner seems to have turned for them. Obviously, given the fact we've spoken before about how the squad needs to gel, and when they're at it, they're sort of unplayable, really. They've got good forward men in Alphonse Fosu-Mensah, Dean Seeger, good people going forward. They've got Danny Hughes in midfield who can dictate play. Still one of the best at his position in this league by a comfortable margin when he's on form. And they've got a good solid back line. I mean, Lewis Cyril's been absolutely tremendous for them in the last few games. And I hear that Gerwyn Jones might be coming back to fitness as well in the near future. So things looking up for Llandudno, but this will be a tough one. I mean, Gilsfield's never an easy game for anybody. We've spoken before about how resolute they are, how rigid they are. But if Llandudno can pick up a win here and make it five in a row, I mean, that's going to do absolute wonders for them. And their outlook for the rest of the season will be hugely, hugely positive.
And we'll hear from Prestatyn in a second, but they play Penrhyn Cork. Not the best of times for them at the moment. Bit of a wobble. This is surely a test of Penrhyn Cork's mettle, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a tough one to take for Penrhyn Cork, really. They're going to have to dig deep this weekend at home to Prestatyn, who just don't look like losing at the minute. Giving teams good hidings, beating teams in the Welsh Premier, giving them a real good game for their money in the Cup as well. So it's going to be a big test for them. I know they're on home soil, so they'll probably want to use that to their advantage. It's a long way to go for Prestatyn. Sort of in a bit of a crossroads at the minute, Penrhyn Cork, in terms of whereabouts they can finish. I know sort of mid-table wouldn't be too bad for them at the end of the day, but after a couple of years of doing that, after narrowly staying up last year, I think that would be a real achievement for them in itself. So that would definitely be progress for them. Obviously, they're not going to find it easy this weekend, so it's just a case of giving it their all, trying to stay in the game for as long as possible and see if they can nick something.
Prestatyn meeting Llanfair last weekend. Let's hear from Neil Gibson.
Penrhyn Cork away is a very difficult game. You know, I believe they got beat quite heavily today, so they'll be back ready to put that right next week. And when they're at home, they're a very tough opposition, we found out previously.
And last but by certainly no means least, Llanfair against Llanrider and Mochnant. How do you think that's going to go, Dean?
I think we're getting to the point of must-win games now for Llanfair. This game against Llanrider is not going to be easy at all, and they're just not seem to have settled at all in the league. Been a bit of a culture shock for them, how much the league's improved since the last time they were in it, to be honest with you. I thought they might have been okay at the start of the year, but they've really, really struggled to find their feet. Obviously got a good going over at Prestatyn last week, but they're not going to be the only ones telling that story between now and the end of the season or previously from the start of the campaign. So they can't be too disheartened by that whatsoever, really. I don't think you've just got to write that sort of game off. I mean, any team playing Prestatyn at the moment, if you get a good hiding, I mean, just put a cross under it and start over. I mean, because given the strength they've got, it's no slight on you whatsoever. But it's a tough game. They need to start picking up points, especially with sort of Corwen Llangefni, Buckley, all picking up points here and there. I mean, they don't want to get left behind and sort of going into the second half of the season. If you've got a sort of a points deficit, as you saw with Holyhead Hotspur last year, if you can, even if you go on a good run, it might not even be good enough. So they need to start picking up points sooner rather than later, really, if they stand any chance of staying in the league.
Well, we're back in 7 days, by which time Matty Jones's Mo at Llandudno would have grown to Mexican proportions. Keep an eye on it, people. More importantly, give him some cash because he's doing it for charity. We'll see you in 7 days.
Cheers, Mark. Take care, mate. See you next week.